sat with the Stemple family to discuss the plans for today. We had a good conversation, especially concerning Joyce's life. The joy she brought to this family and to those who knew her was immeasurable. In fact, the more we talked, the more the family shared that there were not words to describe her. She could not be summed up with a list of adjectives, even when they were glowing ones, like loving, caring, and good-hearted, grace-filled. These words fall far short to describe Joyce Stemple. Joyce's son, Alan, had written out a list of the things he remembered about his mother. There were so many ways that she blessed this family. She was a nurse when the children were younger, and the knowledge she gained from that occupation helped her grandchildren in wonderful and unexpected ways. When they were older, Joyce and Ted were always present at sporting events and volunteering in one way or another to help their children have the best experience possible. Alan remembered how Joyce led a Boy Scout troop in the basement of their home. Cindy recalled Joyce helping the marching band out by making skirts for the girls to wear, and even though her comment was, "Those skirts were terrible," the effort, the concern, the love that went into making them was unmistakable. Joyce was filled with love for her family. They also talked about the many ways Joyce was involved in the community. She was a part of the Rivervale Library and at one point was the Friends of the Library president. She loved to read and passed that love for books on to her children and others who she thought could use a good book. Though she was faithful in attending here at Hillsdale United Methodist Church, she had another set of friends at Trinity. They'll have a chance to share their love for Joyce a little later. Joyce was well connected. To me, one of the clearest signs of her love is in how well the Stemples are connected to their neighbors. The family shared that no matter who the neighbors were, Joyce was always able to make a connection with them. She would find out their favorite food or figure out what kind of books they like to read and then give it to them. She was an expert in caring for others. My time with the Stemple family has been brief. I've only been the minister here for 18 months, and I've tried to visit the Stemples on a monthly basis. When I first arrived, Joyce was attending church, but quickly became unable to do so. Her illness was becoming too much. So I went to Ted and Joyce. And Joyce always had a smile on her face. She was glad to see me and happy to take communion each month. Though she wasn't physically present here at the church, she was always a part of our extended community by taking communion with us. There were several friends from the church that were looking out for her too. It was fitting that a woman who had given so much for others would have so many people caring for her these last few years. I know I speak for the family when I say thank you to all those who have cared for Joyce. As I went to visit Joyce each month, there was Ted, a faithful husband with his beloved bride. He met her when she was just 16. And they've been through thick and thin together. His devotion to her over these near 52 years is commendable. He has loved her through everything, especially in these last few years. Ted has been living for his wife. He's made every decision with her in mind, doing his best for her sake. On Joyce's last day on earth, I was at the Stemple home. was able to give Ted and Joyce communion together one last time. In communion, we believe that God is made present in a real and powerful way. Communion means our sins are forgiven. It means we are empowered to do God's work in the world. It also means we are present with God in a way that is otherwise impossible. It seems right that Joyce received communion in her last hour here. It seems right that Ted and Joyce were able to have that one last holy meal together. Joyce will be remembered for her love, for a sweet demeanor that made others feel at home. Her love for others is a reflection of God's love for us. And our great hope is that in death we will be raised to life in the resurrection. Before I left the Stemple home that day, I looked at Joyce one last time and said with unusual conviction, "Joyce, I will see you again." And I still believe it. One day we will meet again. One day we will know the joy of being gathered together in eternity. We will celebrate our loved ones like Joyce, who have lived life full of compassion and generosity. We will rejoice with God for eternal life, full of love and wonder. We will look up and with joy in our hearts, see you again, Joyce. Amen. I'd like to give those of you that are here this morning an opportunity to share your thoughts, your memories. We invite you to keep the accent on the good things, on the wonderful things that Joyce has shared with you over her lifetime. So if you'd like to share some thoughts, just raise your hand and I'll bring the microphone over to you and you'll have that chance to share. Are there any that would like to share?
Joan Fraser. I first met Joyce in the late 60s when our family joined a new church development and we co-chaired the Women's Committee. Our children were much of the same age and we formed a strong and lasting friendship. A few years later, when that new church failed, both of our families joined a Presbyterian church in Paramus, and we continued to worship together for a number of years. Joyce and I spent 2 weeks in England visiting my family and friends, and we also spent 4 days together in Cape Cod. Good memories. I don't remember having the slightest misunderstanding during these many years. When we traveled, if we wanted to talk, that was fine. If one of us seemed to want privacy, that was fine also. About 20 years ago, I was extremely distressed one evening. I called Joyce and said, "Can you come?" The answer was yes. No questions were asked, and she was at my door within minutes to listen and help. Joyce was a wonderful listener. Gordon and I moved 7 years ago and we're not around the corner anymore, but the love Joyce and I had for one another was too deep to suffer. Joyce came and stayed in our new home and we managed to see one another, or at least talk on the phone frequently. Joyce, your friendship has been a gift to me. I prayed while you struggled these past 2 years, but now you are at peace with the Father and reunited with beloved family members. I shall miss you, but I have faith that I shall see you again.
Ted Joyce's neighbor, Rudy Richter. My fondest memories of Joyce, very simple. My second and third child were born. Of course, they were born in the middle of the night. So I called, woke up Ted and Joyce. Joyce came over and watched the other cases. We went to the hospital for the birth of all the children. And it made a big difference. Joyce, you're in a great, better place now. I won't always miss you. Thank you.
I'm Jerry Gutscarpa. I have so many memories, happy memories of Joyce, your mom. I would need another half an hour. I wouldn't bore you with that, although none of them are boring. But I'd just like to say, I doubt there's anyone in this church and has known Joyce as long as I have. We grew up two doors from each other, and we're second to Clifton. And I treasure every moment, every minute I spend with her.
Are there others?
I just want to say that Joyce was one of the first people to welcome me into this church. In fact, we're sitting in Joyce's pew, where Joyce and Pat would sit, and the Shellises would sit behind. And she was a very good friend to my mother-in-law, to Pat, to all of us. She was a beautiful person with a great sense of humor. When she first had her first series of operations, I teased her that the little holes were where they tried to remove her double's horns, and she laughed and said, "Oh, they're not that easily removed." The truth is, she never had double's horns. She is a beautiful soul.
Speaking for the Friends of the Rivervale Library, I met Joyce 15 years ago, and we became friends. She was a very dedicated member of the library. Besides being the president and then vice president, she took part in so many different things, and she was a very elegant person. When I first joined, she was the one that initiated me into the membership. I think we'll miss her a lot.